Patient last name is a K-A-U-R. Again, K-A-U-R. First name is a K-U-L-W-I-N-D-E-R. Date of visit is July 21, 2023. Date of birth is April 25, 1976. Next number, chief of referring physician. Referring physician is... referring physician is Dr. Gangwar, D. Gangwar, G-A-N-G-W-A-R. Next word for you, Dr. Gangwar. After pleasure to see K-U-L-W-I-N-D-E-R today for initial evaluation for headaches. Next word for chief complaint, headaches. Next word for history present in administration is a 47-year-old female. Chief complaint of headaches of her suffering has right-sided headaches for many years since she was 25 years old. First up, sure, if these headaches 4 to 5 times a month, first up, but headache intensity could be 10 out of 10. First up, patient has associated nausea, vomiting. First up, patient also of light sensitivity. First up, denies any blurred vision. First up, patient was prescribed Imitrex sometimes, and that helps sometimes. First up, patient also taking ibuprofen and Tylenol. First up, denies any heavy produces antibody sensory changes. Next word, past medical history of migraine headaches. Next word, prepare medication, Imitrex and Tylenol, ibuprofen as needed. Next word, of allergies. Patients did not list any allergies to any medication. First up, next word, social history. Patient does not smoke. First up, next word, family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Review system. Patient did not see the review system. Next word, diagnostic test and a brain MRI comment done on February 16, 2023. First up, it shows a slight flattening of the pituitary gland, possibly due to intracranial hypertension. First up, next word, Impression number one, migraine headaches. First up, patient has a classic description of migraine headaches, since 25 years old, patient has right-sided headache, associated with nausea, vomiting, light sensitivity. First up, patient has tried Imitrex, it helps her sometimes. First up, patient is also taking ibuprofen and Tylenol. Impression number two, brain MRI findings on February 16, 2023, a slight flattening of the pituitary gland, concerning for increased intracranial hypertension. Next word, recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next word, I will give the patient a trial for rizatriptan, 10 milligrams once a day as needed, to see if that would help the headaches. First up, if that is not effective, I also will give a prescription for narotriptan, narotriptan, 2.5 milligrams once a day as needed to come up with migraine attacks at first time. Next summer, also recommendation to see an ophthalmologist to evaluate for the fundi exam, look for a papilledema. First up, patient does not know her eye, the eye findings. First up, patient tells me that she will be seeing this eye doctor on Wednesday. First up, explain to patient to talk to the ophthalmologist to make sure she does not have papilledema from the fundi examination. First up, a patient will see the ophthalmologist this Wednesday. First up, explain to patient to let me know immediately if she has a papilledema or swelling of the back of the eye or swelling on the back of the eye in the fundi examination. First up, next up. Will recommend patient file with me on August 28, 2023. First time, patient, the common side effects from the medication. First time, Mixumber, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Shorter, S-H-O-R-T-E-R. First name is Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Ronald Shorter. Next paragraph, our date of visit is July 21, 2023. Date of birth is November 19, 1972. Next number, referring physician is Dr. Ramakrishnanan, R-A-M-A-K-R-I-S-H-N-A-N. Next paragraph, Dr. Ramakrishnanan, I have the pleasure to see Ronald today for initial evaluation for possible seizures. So for seven, for history present illness, patient is a 50-year-old male, with possible seizures. So for some, majority of the history is provided by the caregiver. Patient was concerned for abnormal mental state. Patient was in his room that day. Patient questionable seizures. It was concerned that the patient had seizure. Patient was not responding correctly. This is the first time he had seizures in the house. Patient was brought to the hospital emergency room for seizure in July 3 of 2023. Patient was hospitalized for 2 days in Jaime Medical Center. Patient was increased the Keppra dosage to higher dosage. There's no side effects to the medication. First up, next over, past medical history, possible seizure history. Next over, current medication. Current medication is Keppra 500 milligrams in the morning and 1,000 milligrams at night. Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day, first up and next over. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient is disabled. So first up, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Review system. Patient's fever, chills, weight loss, hair loss, and rash. Or first up, patient's depression as well. First up, next one, paragraph. Impression, patient has a suspected for seizures time on July 3 of 2023. First time patient was in his room and then when suddenly was suspected of seizures. First time patient lost consciousness. First time it was the first time he had a seizure in the house. Patient was increased the Keppra dosage. First up, since then he does not have any more seizure-like activities. First up, recommendation: continue the patient on Keppra 500 milligrams in the morning and 1,000 milligrams at night. First up, next summer, continue the Depakote 500 milligrams one to twice a day. Next summer, we check the blood test every 6 months for Depakote and CBC and liver function tests and CBC gamma every 6 months. First up, next summer. If possible, I would like to have the patient come in to do an EEG study, to evaluate for seizures in next summer. I recommend patient follow me on September 25, 2023. First up, explain to the caretaker to let me know immediately if the patient has any more spells. First up, next summer. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Alvino. Again, Alvino. First name is Michelle, Michelle. Date of visit is July 14, 2023. Date of birth is August 15, 1961. Referring physician is Dr. Jackie Long, Longjacky. Last name is Longdo. Her fax number is area code 925-263-5673. Again, 925-263-5673. That's her fax number. Next paragraph, date of a visit is, I'm sorry, next paragraph, Dr. Jackie Long, L-U-O-N-G. It's a pleasure to see Michelle today for initial evaluation for obstructive sleep apnea. Next word, chief complaint, obstructive sleep apnea. Next word, history present illness. Vision, 61-year-old female, chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, vision tells me that she was previously a Kaiser patient, K-A-I-S-E-R. First up, vision was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea based on a home sleep test. First up, vision was diagnosed with mild to moderate sleep apnea. First up, got the CPAP machine already. First up, however, patient has not been using the CPAP machine. First up, a patient would like to start using the CPAP machine. First up, patient should go to bed at 12 midnight. First up, patient takes an hour to fall asleep. First up, patient has moderately loud snoring. First up, patient has frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. First up, patient wakes up at 7 a.m. First up, she wakes up with a dry mouth. First up, patient also has aching jaw and sleepy and tired. First up, patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. Patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, or watching television. First up, next of impression of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea when she was a Kaiser patient, K-A-I-S-E-R, based on a home sleep test. First up, patient was diagnosed with mild to moderate obstructive sleep apnea. First up, a patient would like to start using her CPAP therapy. First up, she already had the CPAP machine. First up, next recommendation, explain to patient how to use the CPAP machine. First up, explain to patient the correct usage of the CPAP machine and CPAP therapy. First up, next up, I will text her some videos on how to use the CPAP machine. First up, next up, for sexual intuitions, let me know immediately if you have difficulty using the CPAP machine for some reason. But this marks the end of dictation. Next number also explain divisions, treatment options available for obstructive sleep apnea for some. Next number, this marks the end of dictation.